Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. How is everyone doing this afternoon? Well, this morning. Hello. How is everyone doing? Okay. Everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm, of course, Angela Butler. Today's guest interview is going to be with Mr. Frank Scurlock. As all of you probably know, he is running for mayor of New Orleans. On this show also is Reverend Lionel Gant. He's part of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He also has Stop the Violence and Incarceration. So we have, like I said, Reverend Lionel Gant. He's going to be on the show. Okay, we're waiting on Reverend Lionel Gant to call in. He should be calling in shortly. Right now, I cannot hear him, so I don't know exactly what's going on. So, all right, again, we'll be talking to Frank Scurlock. He is, as I was saying, he's running for mayor. Also, Cynthia Carver, Reverend Lionel Gant. And I'm also looking for another guest to call in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. He's got some questions about the election. So, okay, that was someone letting me know there were technical problems. They could not hear me, so I apologize for that, everyone. But today's show is going to be about the violence there and that happened this past week with the people being killed because of hatred. Reverend Gant is going to be speaking about that. Reverend Gant will be talking about those things and more. How are you this morning, Reverend Gant?
I'm fine. I'm blessed and highly favored and happy to be here. And I wanted to thank you, Angela, for all of the outstanding things you have done, bringing a voice for us for the last 7 years. I really want to thank you for your work and for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Reverend Gant. That means a lot to me.
Amen.
Yeah, that means a whole lot. So you wanted to talk about the violence and how people should not respond to violence and hatred and racism in a nonviolent way.
Yes. Angela, you know, we have come too far. And you know, I think about as the end of this month, there'll be a major event at Washington, D.C. The National Action Network under Reverend Al Sharpton will be at the White House, and they're meeting up with 1,000 preachers, that 1,000 ministers from across the nation are going to meet at the White House on the day that Dr. King made the speech about I Have a Dream. And that dream was that one day that little black children and little white children would be together in unity. And we have seen that dream come to fulfillment. And my children, they went to school with other white children, and their friends are they have just as many white friends as they do black friends. And when I look at myself, you know, I have just as many white colleagues and white friends as I do black friends. And we are America, and we represent what America stands for. We have come too far as a nation to go backwards. And so I'm asking everyone to please put down any hatred. You know, don't respond to the negativeness. Don't respond to the negativeness of of a few people in response to the things that are going on and the things that are happening today. I just want us to stop the violence and for us to walk in love one toward another.
That's because we both know if we both know killing is not going to solve anything. It's not going to stop anything either. It will stop things. It will stop lives and violence will cause people to be injured and hurt. Would you like to talk about the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead and speak, okay. Reverend Gant.
Yes. You know, what we need right now is unity. Okay, America is only as strong as its weakest link. And if we become a nation of weak links, hate groups, fascism, the KKK rising up, the white supremacists rising up, and even Nazi oriented organizations coming forward. When we look at what happened in Germany with Nazism, and the treatment of the Jews and the extermination of those people, there's no way that we can condone that. We went to war to fight against that. American soldiers, American lives were put in jeopardy to stop that. How can America itself be even affiliated with Nazism, with supremacy, with white supremacists? That's not the constitutional. What the Constitution of the United States, what the Constitution of the United States represents is one nation under God, that we are created equal, that every individual has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is the American dream that goes in fellowship with the dream that Dr. King had, that a person would not be discriminated against based on the color of his skin or his nationality or his religious belief. And this is the beauty of America, and this is what we stand for, and this is what we represent. And I just want every American to stand up today to be an American. No matter what your race is, no matter what your religion is, we want you to stand up to be to represent America. And I'm asking that we do that in love and in fellowship one with another.
So, Reverend Gant.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about the technical difficulties. I seem to be having a problem with my digital studio. But everything that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for, and everything he did, we both know he was killed in Memphis, Tennessee. But the things the Southern Christianship Leadership Conference stand for, that was helped to be founded by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he stood for nonviolence.
Yes.
So that's what you're going by, the Bible and what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and others, many others, stood for, nonviolence. So basically your point is to tell people not to be violent?
Yes. Yes. I understand we're having technical difficulties, but I explained earlier that you know, that we are trying to fulfill the American dream, which is one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. That's the creed that we live by, that all men are created equal, that all men have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And this American dream falls in hand with Dr. King's dream, that he wished for all of us to live in peace and harmony one with another, that little black children would be able to go to school with little white children. And we have seen this dream come to reality. And now we have come too far as a nation to go backwards into hatred and violence. So we're asking every American to come forward, regardless of your race, regardless of your religious belief, regardless of your nationality. We're asking that we all come together as one, because a nation is only as strong as its weakest link. And America is fast becoming a nation filled with weak links. And if America falls, then the economy of the world falls, then the rest of the world falls into chaos. So what we're trying to do right now
I have a question.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The world. The America itself,
yes,
does need to come together, because, like you were saying, America is only as strong as its weakest link. So
yes,
I understand everything that you're saying. But the things that have been happening, the people, the gentleman, I believe, was it Charlottesville? Am I incorrect? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's Charlottesville.
Yeah, Charlottesville. So all this hatred, all the hatred that there is, what do you think about what President Trump said? Do you think he's saying that it was on both sides? Do you agree? In Charlottesville, Virginia, I do not agree, of course, but. But what do you have to say?
Well, according to the Constitution of the United States, that, you know, everyone has the right to their opinion. Everyone has the right to march and to protest or to demonstrate in whatever way they feel, you know, is appropriate. But when you march and you're representing things that are anti the Constitution. Let me put it like that. Okay, when you're advocating hate, when you're advocating white supremacists, that to me is not a just cause. It's not a just cause, and it's adverse to the Constitution of the United States. Now the protesters, the protesters, they had the right to protest, but the clash between, clashing with the white supremacists, with the Nazi group, I don't agree with that. because I'm strictly nonviolence, and I try to, you know, to hold to those principles that Dr. King set forth.
Okay. So everything you're talking about that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, with the KKK, they now call themselves the White Knights also, you're basically saying that that is not all of America, that there are Caucasians, Mexicans, Puerto Rican, Chinese, but particularly white people who are not violent, who are not against black people. Are you trying to say this is not all of the, you're saying that this is not all of the United States of America? Basically, that's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes.
Yes.
Most of my friends and colleagues, you know, they are white people that we've been working together for, you know, more than 20 years. And they are appalled by what they see and by what is happening in America. But my thing is, if my white citizens of America, I'm saying to you, if you sit back and say nothing, or if you sit back in your comfort zone and do nothing, that is worse than even taking part in it. Because if we don't do anything about it, right now is the time that we need white America to come forward to say no, that this is not us, this is not what we are about, you know, this is not what America is about, and to stand with us in this fight against white supremacy, against Nazism, and against any form of division in America. Right. Well, I would say division in America, because if we fall as a nation, it affects the world.
Yes, it does.
Hey,
how are you,
Angela,
Mr.
is that you?
Sherlock? Yes, sir, it's me. How are you doing?
Oh, great. I'm
you
actually
right?
in a green room at a TV station in Louisiana getting ready to be taped down here.
Okay, all right.
And who do we have on the show today?
Reverend Lionel Gant.
I'm sorry?
Reverend Lionel Gant. Reverend Lionel
Hello.
Gant.
Hey,
he's
nice
from
to meet you.
Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. He has stopped the violence and incarceration, and he has his own radio show also.
Oh,
he's a pastor.
Wonderful. Yeah, I heard
Hello.
You talk about the horrible things that are going around the country right now, especially this white supremacists and white people and Nazis and crazy. It's totally out of control. And just like I heard him say, it's literally separating and destroying our country as a whole.
All right.
And
okay,
we need to come together. We need to all come together immediately. There's nothing but hate. We need to immediately go into what the Bible preaches, and that's a campaign of love and caring and kindness for one another. And until we do that, it will lead to the demise of what our forefathers built for many years.
Yes,
I agree with you, Mr. Spurlock.
I got a phone call last night. I understand, you know, I'm actually a candidate, as you may know, for mayor in New Orleans. I'm not sure Angela introduced me, but I've been invited to be on a panel. I'm going to be on a panel here in New Orleans sometime in September that the former mayor of Atlanta, I believe Andrew Young, is going to be coming in to New Orleans to speak. And a lot of this crazy controversy over these monuments and statues, and for some reason they think erasing history and removing things from one location is going to change something, but it won't. It actually kind of divides us. My position on the whole thing has always been history is evolving and growing, and just like you add to newspapers every day or encyclopedias or documentaries, you expand and you promote, and certainly our country's been through a lot, but it'll come to a quick halt if we start yelling at each other and destroying what we built, and that's going to be the demise of civilization as we know it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Frank Scurlock, about the monuments. There was another gentleman who kind of echoed what you're saying from Georgia. His point of view was that they should stay up because the younger people do not, as it is, know where they came from. That it should have both monuments for women like Miss Harriet Tubman, Miss Coretta Scott King, so many other women who have did so many great things and men, things like that we should put them, you know, it would be more of a sign of unity if we had both. Some people do not
absolutely.
Agree with that at all.
I heard the other day that they came up, and I believe on some new $20 bills, which has been also discussed recently with Jackson on that, that actually on one side would be Jackson, I believe it's Miss Tubman on the other, which that's a nice compromise. And once again, you can't erase it. Quite frankly, you have to learn, you know. One thing people never they kind of made this too complicated, but think about when you talk to a doctor in the medical field, a doctor just practices. He thinks he knows what's right, but he's not sure. It's trial and error. You have to do things. And the same thing with history, you know, it's public opinion and what's best in the right of the country. And you, at one point in time when the very country was founded, of course, they, you know, we were developing nations, you know, Christopher Columbus come over. They had to have servants. They had to have people to work. And, you know, one of the things, especially when you look at a city, you know, like in my case, I'm applying, or not only apply, I'm running for mayor here, and it's all about leadership. I mean, to some degree, I am responsible for the morale and welfare of the people that actually live in that city. So I have to be conscious of everybody. It's not just one segment or another. And in all due respect, you know, we all go through life working for somebody, or even if not just work, but in the education field, you have a teacher, which means you have students, which means you have leaders and you have followers. But when you start removing history and removing leaders and stuff, and, you know, the real tragedy this past weekend, I don't know if you heard about it in New Orleans, they had a situation. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
We had a situation here in New Orleans where Andrew Jackson, they actually barricaded him and locked him up. I mean, a president of the United States was secure in because they had protesters there. So the answer is to shut it down for everybody. But look, hey, they're calling me into the TV taping. Maybe I can join you in a few minutes. But thank you. And, you know, I can just say one thing. All we can do is pray and hope for peace. But if we start having hostilities between everybody, no one will be the winner in that whatsoever. And even in a battle, you know, when a truce is reached and a settlement, you know, there's an art of surrender. And people need to come together, just like in the spiritual world, you surrender yourself to your creator, to your God. And that's when you let, and that's all about love, letting it flow through you. And that's what I really haven't seen anywhere. And it doesn't matter if you're pro or against, you have to have that respect. And that's where the real issue, in my case here, I was wrongly arrested. You might want to tell the gentleman about that, just because I wanted to ask a question. They presumed my position, which was not the case. I was falsely arrested because I was wanting to speak to a police officer, and that's absolutely wrong. But let me run, and God bless you guys. And if I get finished early, I'll give y'all a call back. And
Mr. Frank Scurlock, I just have one question, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot. Do you believe you're going to run for president?
Well, let me say this. That would be a nice opportunity. I certainly would consider that, but it's all about leadership and demonstrating what you can do. I will say I've run a national company with over 30 states, 200 locations, and it's all based on putting people in business. And I do feel qualified, but we'll just see what happens. I want to concentrate first in New Orleans and make sure we can bring people together here. But I do see the big problem nationally is exactly our current president, you know, he's making some crazy statements. It's all about unity. And that, and especially when it gets into the current situation in a political situation, have it be a Democrat or a Republican, no one's happy. Absolutely no one's happy. And so we need to form a new party, and we're proposing something called the Fun Party, which is for a united nation. And I would actually seriously consider that, because it's all about uniting people. And the one thing we do have to do, because of my international travels, we have to put America first. We have to buy stuff made in America to promote Americans. We basically sold our soul out by bringing ourselves to letting other people come in from other countries. Hey, they're calling me. God bless you guys.
Yes,
and I look
sir.
Forward to talking to you in the
God
future.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Scurlock. Hi, everyone. That's Mr. Frank Scurlock. He is in the running for candidate for mayor there in New Orleans. I'm going to give you all this a little background on Mr. Scurlock. His father was Mr. John Scurlock. He was a plastic specialist who worked for NASA, and he taught at Tulane University. He also invented the modern day inflatable design and founded Spacewalk Incorporated in 1958. He also later in life invented the Spacewalk safety air cushion, which is used by Hollywood stuntmen and fire brigades in the event of high-rise fires. They have Mr. Scurlock and his family, of course, have grown Spacewalk incorporated multi-million-dollar company. So his family has a strong legacy there in New Orleans, and he is running for mayor there in New Orleans. He also, Mr. Frank Scurlock himself, built a spacewalk into America's leader in inflatable fun. In 1986, he also opened the Fun Factory, which was the first indoor amusement park in the United States. But he didn't stop there. He's very talented. He loves to create. So he developed the Aqua Tunnel, which is the first inflatable water slide. And that ingenuity and creativity, of course, it continues today. He also can offer jobs there in New Orleans. He's now big in he's reopened a place that was closed a long time ago called Six Flag Gas and Land. And he's currently building an inflatable manufacturing facility in New Orleans Beach, which brings over 200 jobs to the area. So he's got big plans, and if I'm not mistaken, on earlier interviews, you can hear him talking about where he's going to be able to have more than just 10,000 jobs there in the future. So he's about jobs for people. He believes that will reduce crime, having jobs. So he's no longer on the phone. But he loves New Orleans. He has a passion for, I believe, as mayor, he'll work diligently to introduce modern technology to the police. And he's willing to cut down, he's trying, as mayor, he will try to cut down response time or to make our homes and neighborhoods safe for families. He is a candidate for New Orleans. He does have the skills, innovative job credits to attract new industry, which is much needed economic opportunity for everyone in New Orleans. So gentlemen, and ladies, he would like to fix the infrastructure. So he's got a lot of things to contribute as mayor of New Orleans. New technology, more jobs. And those aren't just promises, because even though he's building a factory, it's been broken in several times and things have been stolen, he still hasn't moved his factory because it's going to create jobs. So, right. So, Reverend Lionel Gant.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Mr. Frank Scurlock is no longer on the phone. He's not online.
Okay,
so your stand is mostly about nonviolence. You really believe in nonviolence. You don't believe in the American people, black people, should get become violent. Now, some people wonder about that, but I'm for nonviolence too, unless you're defending yourself.
Yes,
yes.
When I'm talking about nonviolence, I'm talking about as far as our movement is concerned, that we act in nonviolence. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, protecting your family, then you, that is your God-given right to defend and protect your life. But when we're talking about the movement and we're talking about marching and protesting and doing those type of things, then, you know, I prefer the method of nonviolence. Right now, as Black America, there's a lot of radical groups out there that are saying that we should take up arms and that we should defend ourselves against whom? Who are you going to fight? If you're gonna take up arms against the police, well, a large percentage of the police force across the country are Black men or Hispanic men or men of color, okay, who have taken the vow to protect and serve the citizens. Okay, all of them are not bad. All of them are not white racists. All of them are not extremists that are on the police force. But we know that the KKK and we know that these white extremist groups have infiltrated into the police force. They've infiltrated into the military. They've infiltrated into the government. And that's why we're seeing a lot of these killings and a lot of these shootings that are taking place. What we have to do right now is to be proactive and weed out those people that have infiltrated our police forces so that we can get them out. But I wanted to say something about my dear brother that just got off the line. I admonish him and I respect him highly because of the work ethic that he has to create jobs. And that's what we have to do. If we create jobs, okay, and we give our young people jobs, then there's no reason for them to sell drugs. There's no reason for them to go out there and pick up the pistol. That's, you know, we can stop the violence, you know, by creating jobs for those that need jobs, for those that need work. Our greatest enemy, you know, is poverty, because poverty is the leading cause of violent crime in our community. So by creating jobs, that's what we're trying to do. We have a 206-acre farm in Dublin, Georgia, where we're growing healthy organic food. We want to set up a web page where people can go online, order their food online, order their groceries online, and then we're going to pay those same boys that would be selling drugs or those boys that would be out there, you know, creating robbing crews. We're going to pay them to go and deliver those fresh fruits, deliver those fresh vegetables right to the people's door by creating jobs. So this is exactly what we have to do, and I love him for his plan by creating jobs.
Mr. Frank Scurlock, he's a great person. He's a good man. Yes, sir. He's a good man. He's a good man. You're a great man too, of course. You know, but he just happens to be white. You know, so, and he's not for violence. He's not for hate. He really is not. He was arrested. He's not perfect, but, you know, he loves God, so that's a big, you know,
you hit on a great point right there, Angela. You hit on a big point right there. Most of white America consider themselves to be Christian, consider themselves to be a child of God. Okay, so there's no way that they can sit back and allow hatred and supremacists and any form of violence to be accepted in America.
Okay.
Go ahead.
1 minute left. I just want to let you all know that Mr. Frank Scurlock has a website. It's www.scurlockformayor.com. There he has a web page where you can donate, find out about his platform, bio, and everybody. If you want to volunteer, media wants to contact him, it's all there for you all to look there at his website and to donate. All right, we have about 40 seconds. What do you like to say, Reverend Gant?
I just want to say to stop the violence. Let us come together in love one with another. And I'm asking those white Americans to please come forward and show America that you are for America.
Yes, I love America of every race, creed, sex, male, female. That you for everybody. That you're not from hate. You're not from hate.
Right.
If you all just sit there and watch TV and talk about how bad things are, this goes for Black Americans, Mexicans, Chinese, Japanese, and you know this is wrong, then you're just almost as bad as the ones who are doing the violence.